I'm Jane Durrell, and I've just read a book I really enjoyed, and I think you might too. Chances are good, particularly if you live in Cincinnati, that you know the art of Charlie and Edie Harper. They have much broader reputations, particularly Charlie, but here in Cincinnati, where they attended the Art Academy and lived out their professional lives, it's hard not to be aware of them and their work. So why, I wondered, when a book on the two of them recently appeared, is it on the early work of these two accomplished artists, both of whom had long careers? The book is called Harper Ever After and subtitled The Early Work of Charlie and Edie Harper, but if you read it, you will understand. This book, like the exhibition of the same name that preceded it at their alma mater, the Art Academy, really came about because of the contents of a footlocker that had been tucked away under the stairs of the Harper Studio and, for the most part, forgotten. Chip Doyle, curator and archivist of the Harper Collection, explains in the book's introduction. He first looked at its contents with the artists themselves, neither of whom are living now, and he said that their first reaction was something to the effect of, "Oh, those old things." But as they looked longer and stories started coming out, they were transported back in time, he writes. Once again, the young couple brought together through their love of art and each other. So the book lets us see their developing skills, their exploration of different mediums, the way each might interpret a similar subject, and in its text tells us of their developing affection, heightened by separation when Charlie goes to Europe as a private first class in World War II. Despite service in the front lines, Charlie made art. A chaplain carried his art supplies in his own pack. Afterward, Charlie would give a whirl to the big city, attending the Art Students League in New York, but the West Virginia-born farm boy felt decidedly out of place there, and perhaps most importantly, he missed Edie. He did return to Cincinnati. They did continue making art, their individual styles developing as they went. A pleasure of the book is seeing what we already know about those individual styles developing into maturity. There are interesting similarities in their work, not surprising, but each maintains an individual take on the projects carried out. Edie, for instance, explored photography and used it in conjunction with painting to interesting ends. They rarely collaborated, but they did draw and paint portraits of each other. An essay by critic Sarah Caswell Pierce discusses the work of both artists and their interactions. There's also a tribute by Harper Studio curator Chip Doyle, and Brett Harper, the couple's son, contributes an introduction titled The Formative Years. This is an appealing book about artists whom it's hard not to like. I can recommend Harper Ever After, the early work of Charlie and Edie Harper, to all who've enjoyed their later work and perhaps wondered a little how the two of them came together. For more information, you'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.